You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
We asked Dr. Yonatan Freeman, an international relations expert from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, if there are any indications of a shift in Washington's stance toward Israel.
Well, I think that we have to understand that when it comes to friends, there can be disagreements, just like there were disagreements when it came to the Iran nuclear deal, just when it came to disagreements when it comes to U.S.-Russian relations and Israeli-Russian relations, vis-a-vis what's going on in the Ukraine. We've also had disagreements about Israeli-Chinese relations. So I think disagreements can always happen between friends. And I think if you look at this current war in Gaza, I think that we have not seen such a pro-Israel approach in terms of a current war that Israel has been fighting in modern times. I mean, even though we've been hearing some criticism, just like there could be any kind of criticism between the two sides, we're also hearing words by the U.S. administration that they want Hamas defeated. They want Israel to win. Above all, these criticisms aren't really leading to any sort of big policy changes. And I think that's the bottom line. What all push comes to shove when it comes to classifying what's going on between Washington and Jerusalem, what matters is not the statements, but the actual policies.
Right now, there are growing calls within Biden's own Democratic Party. Perhaps they started in the left flank, but now the former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, a staunch supporter of Israel, has added her voice of support to calls saying, halt weapons supplies to Israel in the wake of these latest developments in the Gaza war.
Well, I think that when you look at these calls, we have to take into account that there's currently a very big election year going on in the United States. We know that there have been some protests in various cities in the United States. We know that some of these members of Congress represent audiences that from different towns and cities that there might be some of these protests going on. But I think if you look at the overall support, it's still pretty strong. There are even voices in the Democratic Party who have been criticizing the criticism that some members of the U.S. administration have been raising. So I think looking at the big picture, it seems that there's still a big support across the board when it comes to the Congress, when it comes to the leading members of the government in Washington. And any kind of calls about sanctions or stopping weapons from coming in, I think these are more of political spins. I don't see any sort of actual ability for these sort of calls to really lead into actual action. And just to give one example, with all the calls that have been made by these members, as you state, I have not heard of one call or a significant call by anyone in the United States were saying we should also stop buying weapons from Israel. We should stop getting aid from Israel when it comes to different weapon systems and other things which the U.S. in the last few years has also been receiving from Israel as well.
So what kinds of conversations do you think are taking place behind those closed doors between the U.S. and Israel regarding the policy going forward?
Well, I think it's not a question of whether or not Israel should continue with the war as it sees fit. But I think it's more of discussions behind closed doors as to how it should continue. And we know that one of the issues has been humanitarian aid coming into Gaza. We know that, you know, as some people were reporting, that America is against an operation in Rafah. But now we're hearing that it's not about an operation in Rafah. It's about how the operation will take place in Rafah. So I think the issue of humanitarian aid, I think it's also, in terms of discussions between the two countries, it could also be what will happen in Gaza the day after. And I think another discussion is really to make sure that this war doesn't expand into other areas, especially what's going on right now with Lebanon and Hezbollah and the fear that America might have that a further process in this war might lead to further kind of militant activity by Hezbollah, which will need a bigger Israeli response. And a war in Lebanon would obviously mean greater ramifications for American interests in the region.
So given all of this, would you say then that despite perhaps increasing voices that are being heard regarding some kind of change in the U.S. policy towards Israel, it's not at any kind of tipping point?
Yeah, I think it's not at a tipping point. I think that in the end, Israel has a lot of leeway. I think that Israel of today and the war in Gaza, compared to previous operations, I think that Israel is at a higher standing in terms of its ability to decide when it wants to fight and when it wants to end the fight. And I think that obviously when it comes to American pressure or American requests, I think that that could play a role in trying to maybe explain to the public later on why the war had to stop or why we couldn't do this or we couldn't do that because, you know, there's other ramifications and different things that we have to take into account internationally. But I think in the end, America understands, especially because of the results on the 7th of October, that no country would be able to stop itself from responding in a way that Israel has. I think that America understands that, and I think America knows that it can maybe advise Israel on how it should fight. It can't advise Israel on why it should fight.